Reel 2, Burt Lane interview.
Well, the only one that's living, you see, are the bunch to tell a story, you know.
Uh-huh.
That is, unless Lo Stokes is alive, we don't know. He was one time going to come up here. He lived down in Chouteau, Oklahoma there. Of course, he was raised down in Georgia. And but some way he didn't come. He claims he's got a Stradivarius fiddle, and we was going to try to help me and this other fiddle player, we was going to try to help him sell it. And but anyway, she said he wasn't very well, and anyway, they didn't come. And so she promised to write, and she never did write anymore. So then finally, I thought there's no use me to keep spending money for long distance call unless they showed some interest, you know. And so she never did write. Well, in here some time ago, a month or two ago, maybe longer, I called down there and give that same number, you know. And so they told me, said that phone's been changed and taken out. And so we asked, my niece asked him, says, well, did they leave any other phone number? They said, no, I don't have no name of them at all. I thought maybe if we could get one of the boys to write, we'd write the postmaster and see if they had any, you know, address that away, you know. And I don't know. I think she owned the place. I don't know who he was married to or not. And I think she owned the place. She had a son in Houston, Texas. And I did, if something would have happened, she might have gone out there. If Lo would have died, or if she had died, nobody went back to Georgia, or something must have happened somewhere.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm the only one left around to tell the story, you know. And of course, Lo didn't have much. He never did play around like me and Clayton.
Uh-huh.
Well, he played good. He was a wonderful fiddle player. When he played awful good, but he got a. I took him down, him and his other wife, down to, we lived in Chattanooga, and he lived there. And I took him down to this Cartersville there, and this place called Sugar Valley out there, a little ways from that town there. And his brother lived out there. Well, me and my wife went out to her people, and he went out to there, to his brother's there. And of course, that's back in them bootlegging days, you know, where them old mountaineers made whiskey everywhere. They couldn't make a dime no other way. And so they went out, I guess, to get some whiskey. And some way or another, his brother got in an argument with this fella, and he was grabbed his shotgun, was going to shoot him, and Lo grabbed the gun and shot Lo's hand. Oh, tore it all to pieces. So the doctor had to take Lo's arm off, his hand off right there at his wrist.
I see.
So he never did play too much after that. We fixed him a thing so he could play some pretty good, but he never did play or go around
the
children.
Write your name down in your phone number,
and he was always in a fight somewhere. I saw him shot two or three times and cut to the heart once, took him to emergency hospital. One time he got shot, we took him to hospital. He was going to go with us to Birmingham, and went over there. It was a blind tiger place there. We went in and found out where he was at, and went in and told him we was going to Birmingham, and he was going to go with us. Me and Clayton went back out and got in the car, waiting for him. And all at once we heard a gun shoot, and here come Lo out of that fella and shot him. And Lo took his, after he'd shot him, took his gun away from him and was beating him to death. Oh, he was tough. And we took him to the hospital. They took the bullet out, they cut, hit him in the arm and went up, but they cut way up there. Anyway, they took it out, and then got him dressed up and everything, I mean his arm dressed. Why, Clayton said, well, Lo said, we'll go on to Birmingham, said, we'll come by and see you. And he says, hell, I ain't gonna stand here, he said. He said, take your overcoat off, Clayton, give it to me. Clayton took his overcoat off, he walked right out with us, by God. Yeah, half the time you can't tell what they're playing because they whip the bow so much, you know. And but people rather hear this other kind because, like a clarinet, they love to hear you bring them notes out, you know, clean and clear. They just get a chord there and whip it, you know.
Mm-hmm. What don't you like about
About Nashville music? You don't like Nashville music?
Well, some of it I do and some I don't. I listen to Lawrence Welk a lot on the time I hear him better.
Thank you, Bert Lane of the Old Skillet Liquors, for this interview.